Bridging with Shiva, Lesson 6. The Perspective of the Knower. Most people have not realized that they are and were Shiva before they search for Shiva. They are confined to their own individual anava, the personal ego or ignorance. When we realize that we have come from Shiva, the way back to Shiva is clearly defined. That is half the battle. To realize we came from Shiva, live in Shiva, and are returning to Shiva. Knowing only this much makes the path clear and impels us to return to Him, to our source, to our self. We only see opposites when our vision is limited, when we have not experienced totally. There is a point of view which resolves all contradictions and answers all questions. Yet to be experienced is yet to be understood. Once experienced and understood, the quiet comes. The only change that occurs is the awakening of the Shara chakra and the perspective that a mind has which has undone itself, transcended itself into formless being and non-being, and then returned to the experiences of form. The experiences are all still there, but never again are they binding. The fire or life energy which rises in the normal person high enough to merely digest the food eaten rises to the top of the enlightened man's head, burns through a seal there, and his consciousness has gone with it. He's definitely different from an ordinary person. He died. He was born. He is able and capable of knowing many things without having to read books or listen to others speak their knowledge at him. His perceptions are correct, unclouded and clear. His thoughts manifest properly in all planes of consciousness, instinctive, intellectual, and superconscious or spiritual. He lives now, fully present in all he does. The internal difference that makes a soul a jnani is that he knows who he is and who you are. He knows truth, and he knows the lie. Another difference is that he knows his way around within the inner workings of the mind. He can travel here and there in his own 747 without extraneous external conveyances. He knows the going on in far-off places. He is consciously conscious of his own karma, dharma, and that of others. For him, there's no apartness due to his attainment within the chakras previously described. His only gift to others, to the world, would be blessings, an outpouring of energy to all beings from the higher planes where he resides. It is the jnani, the enlightened being who sees beyond duality and knows the oneness of all. He is the illumined one, filled with light, filled with love. He sees God everywhere in all men. He is the one who simply is and who sees no differences. That is his difference.